Notice now, did I then begin to inquire of God for him, be it far from me? Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father, for thy servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. And he's being very honest, you see. And the king said, thou shalt surely die, Ahimelech, thou and all thy father's house. And the king said unto the footmen that stood about him, turn and slay the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled and did not show it to me. But the servants of the king would not put forth their hand to fall upon the priests of the Lord. You see, they hesitated. But this man Saul has gone so far in his rebellion and sin that he wouldn't stop at anything. Now the king said to Doeg, turn thou and fall upon the priests. Now this Edomite will do it. And Doeg the Edomite turned and he fell upon the priests and slew on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. Now that was a serious thing that he did, and this was an awful crime, by the way, for King Saul. If God hadn't rejected him up to this point, why certainly this would have caused him to do that. Now we are told, and Nob the city of the priests smote he with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and sucklings, oxen and asses and sheep, with the edge of the sword. You see, the bitterness and the vengeance of this man Saul is terrible. And may I say to you that there is something that we need to be aware of today. You remember Paul speaks of that little root of bitterness, and it can get in the heart of many of God's people. And when it does, it's a vicious, awful thing. I've seen it in churches. I've seen maybe some man, some officer, use his office, and not to bring glory to the name of Christ, but to just vent his spleen and his bitterness and his vengeance and his hatred against someone else. It can be anyone from the pastor down to the janitor of the church or a member of the church. And how terrible it is. Well, that is exactly what has happened in this particular case here. This man Saul is definitely Satan's man. And that's the reason you can't be too sure about some today that are active in the Lord's service when you see them motivated by such a vicious bitterness of heart and soul. It's difficult to cull out tares in the wheat at a time like that. But that was the case here. Now, we followed David during this time of his wanderings